Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode of the Silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whichever hemisphere, we are hopeful that you and your family are safe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have once again a beautiful topic of discussion where we are going to be talking about service to humanity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how Islam practically demonstrates this. If we have to study, if we have to research the glorious Quran, the Ahadith and Islamic values, Islamic teachings, we will get to this understanding that Islam is the most tolerant way of life, the most tolerant, the most merciful as well. Subhanallah. So stay tuned and we'll discuss a little bit more about that. But first, let's make some good intentions by recalling the beautiful Hadith. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Don't delay. Make some good intentions today. Let's make some right now. Then, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. Starting in my household, with my family members, in my society, my community, and other Muslims as well. These points are so important for us that if we want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, then this will happen if we practice upon it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I want to earn more reward, then I should convey what I learn. By doing this, a person will be obeying the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey from me even if it is one verse, one statement of Islam. So even at the end of this program, at the end of the silsila, if you remembered one thing, then transfer this knowledge. If that person, that Muslim to whom that you transferred it to, if they start to practice upon it, and even if you forget to practice upon it, so long as they are practicing upon what you shared with them, you'll still get reward. So these are investment opportunities that we have whilst we are still alive to invest for the akhirah, for the hereafter. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In this beautiful and fragrant Madani environment of Dawud Islami, we constantly get these reminders. Dedicate some time every day to recite Quran Pak, to recite Durud Pak, to recite Istighfar, Dhikrullah, seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources, which Dawud Islami has available in various platforms or through various facilities and platforms. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It's our responsibility individually to dedicate some time. How I plan and I set my short, medium and long-term goals regarding worldly affairs, I need to do the same for my benefit in this world, the grave and the hereafter, by dedicating some time for these things. Because these are those things that are going to help me in this world, especially in the grave on the judgment day as well. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Durud Pak. I want to share one with you. And whenever we hear these narrations or ahadith, etc., we should make a firm intention to practice upon it. Don't stop with salawat and durood e pak. Don't stop. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, durood e pak is alive. Durood e pak gives us, keeps us alive, that we follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Gives us, it energizes us, subhanallah. So don't stop it. Listen to this beautiful narration. A person passed away, and a pious elder saw him in his dream. He asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. The person replied, for what reason? Then he replied, I used to write hadith with a muhaddith, one who is an expert in the sciences of hadith. Once he recited salat durood e pak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I also recited it in a loud voice where all the other attendees, they could hear me. So because they heard me reciting aloud, all of them began to recite durood e pak as well. And through the blessings of that action of minds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all of us. Subhanallah. Don't we want forgiveness? We want forgiveness. We want to earn the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. We want to have a high status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We want all of these things. We want entry into Jannatul Firdaus, to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a way. After we establish our 5-time salah properly, that we recite, we perform it correctly, how it's supposed to be performed, that we fulfill each other's rights, we do our best to stay away from sins, we practice upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are obedient slaves of Allah azza wa jalla and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then do these things as much as you can and recite durood e pak. We're going to be talking about service to humanity. Just before that, let's listen to a most beautiful kalam by our beloved Rukn Shura Haji Abdul Habib At-Tari, A Sabz Gumbad Wale. Enjoy and be inspired as well. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Roshan kar qabr be kason ki, اے شمع جمال مصطفی، آنکھوں میں چمک کے دل میں آ جا، اے شمع جمال مصطفی، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا، یا در پہ بلا لینا، یا خواب میں آ جانا، اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا، یا در پہ بلا لینا، یا خواب میں آ جانا، اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے رہا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا، امداد میری کرنے، آ جانا رسول اللہ، میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا، امداد میری کرنے، آ جانا رسول اللہ، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نظر کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ That was the melodious kalam of Rukn Shura Haji Abdul Habib At-Tari Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Continue listening to these kalams to embed the love of the beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم deep into our hearts. And we, once again, we were privileged to have the wonderful sight of the grand green emerald dome of Masjidun Nabawi. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us there time and again. Take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are talking about service to humanity. And in Islam, the Islamic teaching of what is the best service to humanity. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. I want you to stay tuned and let us listen to how we as Muslims, as believers, can serve humanity best in the best way possible. Yes, I do know that in our communities, our societies, our localities, there would be people who are suffering, who cannot pay their rent, who cannot afford their next meal, who cannot afford the fees for the children, the school fees, the madrasa fees. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know how Dawood Islami is aiding the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Even those who are really poor financially, but Dawood Islami has opened Madrasatul Madinas around the world. Around the world, with tens of thousands of students from different financial backgrounds studying absolutely for free. Likewise, Dawood Islami has established Jami'atul Madina, the Darul Ulooms of Dawood Islami, in different parts of the world. Jami'atul Madina's Darul Ulooms of Dawood Islami exist today. Males and females. And here too, they are becoming Hafizul Quran, they are becoming Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla Alims, Alimas. Allahu Akbar. And that too absolutely for free. The boys' Uloom, Jami'a, there's boarding facilities, meals are provided in order to help the Ummah. You know how else Dawood Islami is serving the Ummah, serving humanity and trying to uplift them? Allahu Akbar. You know it already, FGRF, Compassion for Everyone. Where there's a major calamity and disaster or a natural disaster, your Dawood Islami is trying its best with your support, with your financial help, with your moral support as well. Dawood Islami is there at the front lines to help the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have lost their houses, their homes, their businesses, those who have lost their possessions, Dawood Islami is trying. But remember, we need your continuous support. Then we can further help the Ummah and serve the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further serve humanity as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. One of the best ways, or maybe the best way of serving humanity, is calling people towards righteousness, calling people towards goodness. You are doing a great favor. Of course, there are certain etiquettes for a muballigh or muballigha, a preacher of Islam, a preacher of Dawood Islami. Certain etiquettes are there, certain principles are there. That myself, if I am regarding myself as a preacher of Dawood Islami, my own character, in private or in public, must be refined. My character, my mannerisms, my manner of speech, how I talk to people, the words I choose, that I refrain from vulgarism, obscenities, slang. My gaze is lowered when I'm in public as much as possible. That when I extend the call towards goodness, I'm not doing it for any personal gain. I'm doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm doing it to earn some thawab with sincerity in the heart. So if a person is in this beautiful environment of Dawood Islami, attends a weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima'at, attends the dars, even home dars, travels on madani qafilas, fulfills a nek a'mal, participates in the madani activities, they will practically learn these principles and etiquettes of being a preacher. So that's the starting point. You know our madani mission statement, our motto, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. And Dawood Islami has created, Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has created activities, departments, facilities and platforms, even online, to fulfill this very huge Madani mission statement. So the best way of serving humanity is to call them towards goodness. Over and above, as your Dawood Islami is helping in the welfare field through FGRF, helping the Ummah with free madrasa tuitions, free madrasa classes, free Hibs Academy classes, free Jamia and Darul Uloom classes, free courses at different Madani Marakis, free and specialized classes for grown-ups, males, and separately for females, to learn how to read the Quran, to learn the basics of fiqh, jurisprudence, to learn the basics of correct aqaid, to learn sunan and adab, to learn du'as for free. Just because this helps the ummah, this helps humanity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inviting others towards righteousness, towards goodness, this is the best way of servicing humanity. On one side, taking the beautiful message and teachings of Islam to the disbelievers. Because if they embrace Islam, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, their generations will be Muslim as well. Allahu Akbar. So that's one side. On the other side, those Muslims who have gone off track, find them, bring them back to the straight path, starting in your family. Try to identify who in my family is engaging in sinful activities, premarital relationships, gambling their wealth away, indulging and abusing alcohol, drugs, going to the clubs, pubs, bars, wasting their life away, wasting their hard-earned money away. What can I do to help this person, to give some service to this person, to bring them back on track? So on one side, taking the beautiful message of Islam to the disbelievers. And on the other side, bringing back those Muslims who have been lost to their egos and their desires, lost to society, lost and drowning in the swamp of sins. What is better than this? What service to humanity is better than this? And this falls under inviting towards goodness. And your Dawood Islami, my Dawood Islami, our Dawood Islami is engaged in both of this. Taking Islam to the disbelievers and bringing back those Muslims who have lost the way. And you see it. You see it time and again on Madani channel, on social media, subhanallah azza wa jal, in different parts of the world, how so many people have embraced Islam because of the sincere efforts of different muballighin. How millions of Muslims who have gone astray, in particular youngsters, have come back to the right path, have started to grow their beards, have started to weigh Imam al-Sharif, become punctual with their salah, enrolled in Madrasatul Madina to make sure they are pronouncing the Quran properly, are practicing the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islamic sisters would know better. How many Islamic sisters out there have started to wear their hijab and their niqab and their parda and become punctual with salah and to practice the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Your Dawood Islami is doing all of these things as a service to humanity. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two attributes which are narrated to be superior to others, believing in Allah and benefiting the Muslims. In contrast, there are two attributes considered worse than any other: associating partners with Allah and causing harm to Muslims. Am I one that benefits the Ummah, that benefits my fellow human beings, that benefits the believers, or am I one that causes harm? I'll know then which category I am fitting in, the category which is superior or inferior. If I'm harming especially believers out there, this is a major sin. We are strictly forbidden, it is haram, prohibited to oppress any individual, to oppress any believer, any Muslim, to oppress any non-Muslim, to oppress any animal, even to oppress yourself. How does one oppress themselves? By indulging in the destruction of sins, by destroying your own body, by consuming alcohol or taking drugs or engaging in illicit relationships, that is harming your own body. Today we have people putting tattoos here and there like they own their own body. Muslims in particular I'm talking about. Doing these body modifications and piercings here and there. Please keep in mind, a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the definition of a Muslim. Am I fitting that definition? If I'm not, what's going to happen to me? I need to focus on me first before I start pointing here and pointing there, before I start throwing stones to other people, before I start judging other people. When last did I judge myself? That what have I done? What am I doing? Am I harming people? Am I backbiting about others? Do I like to lie and talk white lies? Am I hurting other Muslims' feelings? Am I harming them in any way? Emotionally, physically, psychologically? What's going to happen to me? When am I going to start to judge myself and to reform myself? If you can hear this message, it's not too late. Dawud Islami is a support structure. A support structure for you and I and our future generations as well. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said to the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, O Ali, for Allah to guide a single person through you is better for you than everything over which the sun rises. Meaning this is better than everything in the entire world. Allahu Akbar. Another narration mentions that the last and final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah grants a single person guidance through you, this is better than possessing red camels. Why red camels? Sayyidina Shaykh Yahya bin Sharaf al-Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi al-Shafi'i, a great scholar of Islam, giant among the scholars, he says that red camels used to be considered a valuable asset by the Arabs. And that is why it is mentioned here. And the purpose behind comparing something related to the hereafter with this worldly life is just for our understanding purposes. Just for an explanation to help us to understand due to our limited understanding. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, mentions that to bring a disbeliever into Islam is better for him. Encouraging him to become a believer is better for him, as his descendants, his future generations, his nasl, his lineage will also be Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. So imagine, just if we put in our efforts and we talk to, again, the approach has to be correct. I can't be demanding. I can't be forcing. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in Islam. This is the teaching of Islam. I can't force another person to accept my opinion, to accept my way. Hidayah, guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just a person in the front, an instrument, that I'm there to extend that invitation to worship only one Allah, the Almighty, the Supreme Creator, to whom we all are going to return to sooner than we know. I'm just there to extend it using good words, polite words, being courteous, being kind, being compassionate, and using wisdom as well. These are the teachings of Islam. Whoever accepts, they accept for their own benefit. Whoever rejects, they reject. That's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have chosen that path. A person chooses to run towards the fire, he has chosen that path. If a person chooses to be saved, then that is in his benefit. So to save one, by extending the invitation towards goodness, to save even one person from burning in the fire of hell, is not a small thing. This is a great, great service to humanity. Even if I am able to try through the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, to save one person, to guide one person, to help protect one person at least. I may go to 10 people, 20 people. I may not get any response as well. I may not get any response. But I must not become despondent and sad that I went to so many people, inviting them towards Islam, inviting them towards goodness. I did Nekiki Da'wat. I went to so many people, inviting them for our weekly Sunnah inspired Ijtima, but I didn't see not one of them there. Don't be sad. You went to invite them towards goodness for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to earn some reward. Through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, you got your reward. If your sincerity was there, you got your reward according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your efforts are not in vain. You didn't waste your time. It may seem like that nobody came. I remember once, we were sitting, our respected and beloved Nigran Shura, Mawlana Haji Imran Tari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, and subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it was a Sunnah inspired Ijtima. Nigran Shura was there, gave a beautiful, inspiring bayan as always. And thereafter there was Madani Mashura. And many of the brothers of that locality, they were seeming down, sad. So Nigran Shura asked, what happened? Kya hua? He said, Nigran Sahib, Haji Sahib, we went to over 1,000 places in our locality, homes, houses and businesses as well. But so few people came, maybe a certain amount, but they didn't see many people that they invited. Allahu Akbar. This is what we call PMA, positive mental attitude and positive mental mindset. Allah, Nigran Shura smiled with his beautiful smile, Allahu Akbar. And he said, that is not a reason to be sad. It's not a reason to be sad. Even if most of the people didn't come, those 1,000 people that you visited, at least they know you have a masjid, a Madani Markaz, an Islamic center of Dawud Islami here, and that you have a weekly program, weekly Ijtima here. So you've already conveyed the message, and with sincerity, you would have earned thawab through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you didn't lose anything. We must have this same positive mindset that when we are going out there as preachers, starting in our homes, our intention should be firstly to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to do good, to earn some thawab. Add in your intentions as well. Ya Allah, whatever little thawab I gain, Ya Allah, please accept it through the wasilah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please transfer all of this as Isal al-Thawab to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, to all the marhumeen, to all my family members as well, to my parents. So you earn more thawab through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you go out there and you invite towards goodness. Let's now listen to a short clip, a filler on how did a non-Muslim accept Islam? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once rented a house. Just adjacent to the house was the house of a non-Muslim. Due to his enmity and malice, he used to throw dirty water and filth in the blessed house of Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi through a roof drain. But he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to remain patient. He does not say anything. And then one day, that person himself came to Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi and humbly asked, "Don't you have any problem with the filth that passes through my roof drain? You do not have any problem?" Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar replied gently, "Whatever filth enters my house through that roof drain, I simply sweep it out." The non-Muslim humbly asked, "Don't you get angry despite so much trouble?" Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "I do. I absolutely do. But I suppress it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. "And who restrain anger and who pardon man, and virtuous people are dear to Allah." Having heard this reply, the non-Muslim embraced Islam. اخلاق ہوں اچھے میرا کردار ہو سترا محبوب کا صدقہ تو مجھے نیک بنا دے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. What an inspiring and beautiful narration. We heard about the great Sheikh, the great scholar, Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. These are the kinds of people that we need to follow. These are our role models. All Anbiya alayhi salam with our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right at the top. They are the perfect role models. They are our leaders, our heroes. And then all Sahaba ikram with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, first Khalifa of Islam, right at the top. And then Awliya Allah, Ahlul Bayt Adhar, Awliya Allah, the pious predecessors, with Sayyiduna Ghawth-e Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala, right at the top. So we have thousands of heroes, role models, leaders. For Islamic sisters, Allahu Akbar, so many. Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Aishatul Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the Queen of Jannah, Sayyidah Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and believe me, the list just goes on. So these are the people we need to take inspiration from. And as in the narration, sabr, patience, will take you a long way when you are dealing with people. In Islam, if you save one life, it is as if you saved the whole of humanity. What beautiful concepts and teachings we have. Let us learn it. Let us apply it in our lives. That person, whoever does not show thanks and gratitude to people, does not show thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tolerance and forbearance, as Sayyiduna Shaykh Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi displayed, we too need to display that. People may taunt us. Yes, if your life is in danger, that's a different story. So we tolerate. We live in harmony with our neighbors. I mean, go and search and research and find out for yourself how Islam has placed the huquq and rights of neighbors, even neighbors. Subhanallah, we need to come back to these pure, these pristine, beautiful teachings of Islam and apply it in our lives. Yes, one thing we do not tolerate is injustice, oppression, and sinful activities. How they say? Hate the problem, don't hate the person. So this is one thing we must not tolerate. We must have an extreme hatred for any kind of injustice and oppression that is taking place, whether in our homes, our society, or in the world. And we must have an extreme hatred for sinful activities, for sins as well. And by joining, by being part and parcel of these beautiful Madani activities or different departments of Dawat Islam, we can help ourselves to get reformed and to become practicing good Muslims. With a practicing good Muslim is also an upright citizen of society. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So don't waste time. Don't have any regrets later on. Get involved in the beautiful Madani works and activities of Dawat Islami. As Dawat Islami is moving forward in serving humanity, in serving the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through its different and diverse departments, facilities, and platforms as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.